Mention singing cowboy, and who comes to mind? Gene Autry, maybe Roy Rogers? Well, Roy Rogers was my favorite singing cowboy. But although there is some disagreement about who was the first singing cowboy, my research shows that cowboy Carl T. Sprague of Texas recorded the first cowboy song in 1925, When the Work's All Done This Fall. But Gene Autry is listed several places as the first genuine singing cowboy. He made his first singing cowboy film in 1935. But how about John Wayne? John Wayne, yeah. John Wayne appeared as Singin' Sandy Saunders in 1933, but his voice was dubbed. So I'm not going to include him in the official list of singing cowboys. Now, what about Ken Maynard? Hoosier born in Vivi, Indiana in 1895. He recorded two songs with Columbia Records before making his first Western movie with a musical soundtrack in 1930, Sons of the Saddle. While Maynard was Hoosier-born, he often said that he was born in Mission, Texas, thinking, I suppose, that no respectable cowboy was ever born in Indiana. This Hoosier cowboy was particularly fond of working with fellow Hoosier movie star Geneva Mitchell. Geneva Mitchell from Madarryville, Indiana. She was a great actress, wrote one critic, after seeing the film Lawless Riders, made with Maynard in 1935. The critic noted that Miss Mitchell beamed with joy as she was serenaded by Maynard, and he also noted that Maynard didn't sing very well at all. The same critic said, Maynard almost finished off the whole idea of singing movie cowboys before the idea even got started. He may have been one of the first, but not necessarily one of the best or even a good singing cowboy. Hoosier-born Western stars, Geneva Mitchell, born in nearby Madarryville in 1908, died in Los Angeles in 1949 at the age of 41. Ken Maynard, born in 1895 in Vivi, Indiana, died in Woodland Hills, California in 1973. He was 78. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.